day at a time.
GOP with a big message to Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. Put up or apologize. We have the latest on that, of course. Pelosi-gate. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we'll also lighten the load, I promise. We have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse right around the bend. In the meantime, also, very strange, strange story. In the fact that we have the FBI looking into the murder of four Americans in Mexico. I mean, it's not strange when we talk about murder. Usually it's very sad and tragic. But wait till you hear this story. It has a very different twist. I'll give you the skinny on that. And also, of course, finally they nail this guy to the wall. We think they'll nail him to the wall because, of course, he has to have due process in a court. But the former cop, Drew Peterson, is going to stay in jail on $20 million bond until at least the tail end of this week after a prosecution request to remove the judge handling his murder case derailed plans for his defense team to ask for, a bail reduction, saying that he deserved one because he had protected the fine folks in his county for so long. This is the same cop whose fourth wife is still missing, and this is the third wife that they've nailed him on evidence-wise to get to this point where he's being held on $20 million. And here's the deal. His lawyer is saying this is just so one-sided. I don't think they're going to win this argument, and there's a lot of people enraged by the death in 2004 of his third wife, Kathleen Savio. Look for this to be a big hit on court TV. Because here, once again, was somebody, and it's obviously, you see that this has happened a couple of times, where you have someone in law enforcement covering something up, and somebody who was, and hey, lots of people wear masks, but somebody who originally, at least with buddies, and at least in the department, was pretty respected. When it came to women, he did have a pretty nasty track record, and the family of Kathleen Savio more than delighted that finally, after they exhumed her body and were able to go through different processes and link some things to Peterson, that they have him in a position where he's going to have to squirm in a courtroom. Will they ultimately ever find the fourth wife or completely link him to that? Who knows? But at least it's this one small step. So in the meantime, I started off with the Republicans pounding Pelosi. All right, let's see some action on this one. If you're saying the CIA misled you, let's get the proof. John Boehner had plenty to say on Fox earlier in the day, and I want you to hear some of his comments.
Well, lying to Congress is a crime. Purposely misleading Congress is a crime. And if the Speaker is accusing the intelligence community of lying to her or purposefully misleading her, then she ought to present that evidence, turn it over to the Justice Department, and have them prosecute it. And if that is not the case, then I think she owes our intelligence community an apology. Well, I think Director Panetta has a job to do on behalf of his intelligence professionals in Washington, and for that matter, around the world. We have to remember that these are the people who are charged with keeping us safe. And over the last 8 years, they have done, almost 8 years, they've done a marvelous job of keeping America safe, providing intelligence for our soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere around the world so that they can do their job. And I think that it's pretty clear that Mr. Panetta and the CIA believe that they were truthful in their briefings to Ms. Pelosi. They have no reason to lie. Well, I think the ball's in the Speaker's court. I think she needs to come forward, either present evidence or do an apology, and let's get this behind us.
All right, speaking of getting this behind us, here's what Leon Panetta had to say. Panetta hasn't said anything publicly, but he spoke at a luncheon in California, just today. And it's, like I said, it's his first public appearance since all of this happened. And, of course, Panetta is the CIA director. And he's saying a similar thing, but talking about moving on. I mean, this is a quote from Panetta. If they start to use these issues as political clubs to beat each other up, then that's when we not only pay a price, but this country pays a price. So Panetta, who denied the charge for that written statement that we told you about on America Tonight, tried to squash this whole debate and offered a warning to people who focus on the past that this is only going to put the country in danger by focusing on this, the idea of settling a score, because everybody's distracted with this and it interferes rather with the ability of anybody in intelligence in these agencies to protect America. So he really pretty much urged Congress not to get distracted and take their eye off the ball from the more pressing issues. And as Panetta said, he's there in the thick of it with all the files, with all the spooks, with all the access to things that are classified that you and I don't have access to, even with some of the best sources, even if they're is somebody who springs a leak and you find out a thing here or there. As he said, the biggest threat to this country, security-wise, this is from the mouth of the CIA director, I don't think this will be a surprise to anybody, of course, remains Al-Qaeda, the most serious security threat. Not any of the other countries we've talked about, not any of the other wing nuts that we've talked about on this show, but the most serious is Al-Qaeda. Like I said, he's the guy with the all-access pass to what's happening, things that we have no idea about, even with the best sources that you can get. So that means he's reading this stuff every single day. And he is right. If it becomes too divisive, it does interfere with the CIA's ability to move forward. I mean, already, from what I know, from the few connections I have loosely to the CIA, is, and I don't think this is a surprise either. In fact, Frank Gaffney made a similar statement. We had Jed Babin on. He said the same thing. He certainly has connections. That a lot of people in the CIA are getting a little bit tired of being the pinata and getting batted around and just everybody waiting for their guts to fall out. So much so that if they can take the early pension or they have something else better lined up, why not bail? Because why do you want to stick around and constantly get slammed about this or that or techniques? And yes, we know, okay, the enhanced techniques, all right, the enhanced interrogation techniques, no matter what your belief is, no matter what you think, oh, it's outrageous, it's torture, or, hey, we had to get the information out, we didn't behead anybody, we didn't pull anyone's nails off, we didn't cut their fingers off or whatever. I mean, you could go to the extremes that have happened, obviously, to Americans. But the bottom line is, just even push that aside. Moving forward, there is no doubt that we have to know what was successful and what didn't work, right, if we're going to clear up the argument. And ultimately, if Pelosi is going to continue to push this, and so are some of the Democrats, then hold the bloody hearings and get it over with quickly. Do it now. 800-259-5791 is Panetta Wright. Are you sick of this? Let's just put it to bed, baby. Hang with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hey, so I brought up Panetta and the fact that Panetta's saying this is too divisive for the CIA and the country, frankly, with everything that's going on. So we got to move on. We got to roll this vote forward. Even though I'm sure he was seething over Nancy Pelosi's comments and, in fact, felt compelled to write a memo to the people in the CIA to let them know, whoops, we got your back again. They heard that same thing from Obama after the flip-flop on the interrogation memos and ultimately who would be beholden to what happened in the previous administration. So here we go again. This was in within a month span now, so it has been a very tough month for people who work for the CIA. Hope you're having a good one as we're just here at the tip of the week. Beginning of the week is good, right? Because you got to rearrange your mental furniture. And I know, trust me, I'm right there with everybody. By the end of the week, you're like, oh, I mean, could there be a better saying than TGIF? I mean, I'm sick of hearing it. How long has it been around? I don't know, 30 years, 20 years, whatever it's been. But it's true. There's this mental game we play with ourselves. It comes to the end of the week. If you have the traditional work week where, oh, finally I'm there at the finish line, you have to rearrange that in your head and make Monday that much better. And usually anyway, that's where things really kick start. So it's been an incredible start to the week, at least in D.C. Big meetings with Netanyahu and Barack Obama talking about Israel and the future with their relationship with Iran. We're going to get to that in a second, but a follow-up on Panetta. Panetta also, by the way, said when he was at this luncheon that the United States doesn't know the location of all Pakistan's nuclear weapons, but they're confident that the country has them secure. He feels very confident about that. Because, you know, of course, everybody's afraid that the Taliban could get their hands on the nukes if they get to Islamabad and how bad it gets between the Taliban and the Pakistan military, etc. And Panetta said that he spoke after the top U.S. military officer told Congress that there is evidence that Pakistan is adding, actually, to the nukes, to their systems and their warheads. But Pakistan, of course, is denying it. They're denying that. No, we're not doing that. Absolutely not. But here's what happened. He was pointedly asked this about the nuclear program at this forum that was put together, which is why he was at this luncheon, by the Pacific Council on International Policy. And it's interesting. He's pretty forthright. Here's exactly, I mean, this is verbatim, so we don't have to go back on this. Here's verbatim what Panetta said. We don't have, frankly, the intelligence to know where they're all located. So they don't have the intelligence at the CIA to know where all this stuff is. But security is something that the U.S. is watching. Because, of course, and we said this on this show, I mean, what is the danger? The danger in Pakistan is the Taliban getting any kind of access to nuclear weapons. That would be more than deadly. Because if you don't fear the loss of life and your suicide bombing and everything else, imagine if you have a nuke at your disposal. Are you kidding? It's a layup. What are you going to do with a nuke if you're part of Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or pick any terrorist organization du jour? I think we all can answer, frankly, that question. So there would be definite reasons to be concerned. So speaking of politics, these are sticky politics when it comes to the world, because you have Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who denies that the Holocaust even existed, said it was completely made up. Well, geez, can you imagine anybody living in Israel, how they feel about those comments? And frankly, many of the survivors of some of those camps are families that have come to America and other places as a result of Auschwitz, etc., I'm sure is completely infuriating to anybody with any link whatsoever. I mean, the Holocaust denial is pretty widespread, absolutely, in Iran, and it was Ahmadinejad that really, that was his belief where he poked that all over the place. And now even they're saying it's pretty widespread among Israel's Arabs. So this is a tough spot for Benjamin Netanyahu, because if you are the leader of Israel, I mean, frankly, why do you come to America, you meet with Barack Obama, you listen to the rhetoric of, okay, well, we want peace in the Middle East and we're going to establish this and we're going to have timelines for Iran, and yeah, they've heard that before, haven't they? So if you're in his shoes, you meet with Barack Obama. Of course you want America as an ally. But ultimately, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall to hear what Netanyahu has to say to his people in Israel when he comes back from the United States? Because I got to think that he's saying, yeah, this is all well and good, but we've heard this song and dance before, and I don't think he's in a hurry to, and he's right, I don't think he's in a hurry to make nice with Iran in one sense, because, frankly, why should he? If the president of Iran is denying the existence, your very existence, how do you make a deal? How do you broker any kind of a deal there? And ultimately the thing is that you can't broker a deal. Now, Obama and Netanyahu meeting, of course, it's smart. It's good politics and talking about Middle East peace, absolutely. And one of the main things, though, in touching on Iran's nuclear ambitions, you're not, like I said, you're not going to come to, I don't believe ultimately you're going to come to a good solution to this. Because both Israel and the United States believe Iran is looking to get nuclear weapons under the guise of a civilian nuclear energy program, which is not what they're doing. Nobody believes that. And you remember you have Ahmadinejad's calls for the end of Israel as a Jewish state and arguing that quick action has to happen. I mean, so, yeah, this, you know, Obama refuses to commit to what he calls an artificial deadline for Iranian negotiations, but said that, you know, these talks to be used as an excuse for a delay while Iran develops a nuclear arsenal won't stand. So he says he expects to accelerate the talks after the June Iranian elections. Well, look at your calendars. We don't have that much time before we hit June. I got to think that somebody has to put some teeth in this. I said this earlier on America Tonight. Do we not agree on this? It's got to be more than tough talk. It has to be a call to action somewhere. I mean, of course, do we all want peace? Of course we want peace. The Prime Minister of Israel knows that Iran is probably the biggest piece of the puzzle to not getting peace in that area. Because imagine if they have nuclear weapons. Then think of the terrorists. And think of where that puts Israel. Think of how close Israel and Iran are. And there is a wide divide between Ahmadinejad and Netanyahu. And good for Netanyahu for not suffering any of this foolishness. And his approach to the Arab world, I think, is right. Would he like to have peace in the Middle East? You get that sense when you listen to him talk, but he's not going to be bowled over. I mean, of course, the common goal is peace, but the threat is terrorism and all those organizations. He's not a dope. And they have an incredible intelligence gathering operation in Israel. Now, Obama wants all of the outposts dismantled. And when I say outposts, we're talking about the divide now between the construction at the West Bank outpost in that one region where you had families evacuated from Gaza who are being resettled, and they're living in basically temporary housing. So the problem, of course, now is the whole Gaza Strip West Bank thing. And is there really ever going to be a Palestinian state alongside what we would call a secure Israel? Netanyahu's not going there either, because he's going to argue that Israel needs security guarantees and a clear Palestinian partner for any kind of peace talks. And I've said this before, too, and I've said this earlier on this show. Do you really? I mean, let's be honest, America. I mean, am I jaded in this? Do you really think it's realistic to think that we're going to ever have peace in the Middle East? Do you believe that that truly is a possibility? I'm not saying completely throw diplomacy out the window and the idea of negotiating, but really, you think it's going to happen? Think of all the leaders and put them together, and you tell me what you come up with. Israel, Iran, they're never sleeping in the same bed. 800-259-5791.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to head to the inbox and check your emails. You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. We seem to get an avalanche of email. You know, I've been on some pretty big sticks, that's what they call them in the business, meaning 50,000 watts. Like, I was on a big station in Dallas, Texas, and of course I used to do a show in New York City, and they broadcast far and wide. And you know, you get a couple of email and you get some facts, but not like this audience, man. I'm telling you, it is like a log jam of email in our inbox, which is great because I know many of you are working and some of you are taking the time to, in call centers and other areas, as you've told me, are shooting us an email here and there, so we appreciate it. So we will go to the mail shortly, but first a couple of quick things. One, I just talked about Netanyahu and the meeting with Obama, and ultimately, you know, we're going to have this peace equation and Netanyahu's thoughts on a couple of things, Gaza Strip, obviously, and existing with a Palestinian state, and, of course, Israel and Israel's thoughts about Iran and them being armed with nukes. And you got to look at his point of view and in his backyard. I can't say that I would feel comfortable if I were Netanyahu. And the United States, of course, where they're getting involved is they don't want to see anything happen between Israel and Iran, because you know whose aid we're coming to, obviously. And that would just create more tremors in an already shaky Middle East. You got the conflict going on in Pakistan, which is frightening. Afghanistan, we're doubling our troops in Afghanistan as we pull out troops out of Iraq, of course, at the end of June. Then there are other shaky situations surrounding that as well. I mean, look at what happened in Mumbai in that hotel and how awful that was. So then you see little bubbling terroristic acts pop up, and who knows what's next. You know, unfortunately, that's the sad thing. Who knows what's next? Okay, another thing is this idea. Now, you've got Michael Steele, who's sort of taken over for Dick Cheney and hitting a lot of the talk shows, and the Republican national chairman is saying, you know, we got to unite Republicans and we got to shut the critics up. So he's talking about the future of the party and basically saying, I'm either going to win you over or I won't. What suddenly has become the push for the Republicans is something that the Democrats have just gone through, obviously, in the past 8 years. Can you remember the headlines? I can remember on this show talking about it. Democrats trying to find their way heading into the last elections. Because if you remember, it was Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton. It seemed like she was going to be the one that thought she had, they thought that she had the best chance of being elected. Then suddenly Barack Obama decides to jump into the fray, and lo and behold, Barack Obama becomes the nominee, knocks everybody else out, and then ultimately becomes a president. So is this president a two-term president? I mean, be honest, no matter what label you want to call yourself, do you think at the rate we're going at this point, do you think at this clip that Obama's a two-termer? Somebody said that to me tonight. No matter what we see with these reversals and after 100 days, do you think Obama, who couldn't be more popular, is a two-term guy? And you know what? Who is the Republican and what are the Republicans doing to build some kind of momentum? First, these listening tours, and then Michael Steele coming out and saying, okay, we have to unite, and here's what we're doing. You're either going to be with me or not, and some of you won't, and all this other sort of stuff. I mean, the bottom line, I think, with the Republicans is they need a couple of issues to fall their way. Isn't that how it goes? And what happens with Obama, the one downfall for his administration is the economy. What happens with the economy? Where does the economy stand by the time you're talking about re-election? But if I were to answer that question, I mean, honestly, you're right now, you're working, you're shooting me an email, you're driving in your car. Do you think right now that there is an independent or somebody else floating out there or a Republican that's going to defeat this president in 4 years? And I'm going to say right now, no. Right now, with the vision, the listening tours, where are we? We need some unity. What about the younger people and what's happening with the Republicans? I'm going to say shaky ground. Shaky ground with a very popular president. Where will he be in a couple of years when you start to make that, the people around him are really pushing for the whole re-election thing? But we'll see who emerges. Maybe not. Depends on the economy. Depends on the situation, probably, with what happens in Afghanistan. And do we have another war bubble up, or, you know, where do you go? What direction from there? Okay, the other thing that I said that I was going to talk about was this story, again, that irks me to no end, because why is this a story? Why is this an issue? But check this out. The Pentagon, I had no idea about this either. I think I saw it on Fox, and I saw a blurb on CNN about it earlier in the day. But the Pentagon said that they no longer include a Bible quote on the cover page of their intelligence briefings that they send to the White House, because that's what they did during the Bush administration. And they decided, a Pentagon spokesperson said, he didn't know how long that the cover sheets quoted from the Bible, but that there was the Air Force Major General Glenn Schaefer, who was responsible for including them, retired. And is it, you know, because he retired or because Bush is gone? And, you know, so ultimately, see, this is where things become an issue, right? So the Bible quotes were apparently put on the sheet to support Bush when the soldiers' deaths in Iraq were on the rise. But they offended some people. There was a Muslim analyst at the Pentagon who was offended by it, and other employees were worried that it was inappropriate to put the quotes on the cover sheet. And I'll give you an example. There was an example that was thrown out. If you went back to April 10th, 2003, the report quoted the book of Psalms, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him to deliver their soul from death." And that day, it had a picture of the statue of Saddam Hussein being pulled down and celebrating crowds in Baghdad. Yeah. So, here you go. This is another switch in policy. I don't know. Do you think it's fair or foul or much ado about nothing? Just a difference of a guy being retiring and a different administration and the fear of offending somebody who isn't Christian. Because, see, here's the problem you do run into once this becomes news, and who knew, because we don't get the briefings, right? But the idea that you've got separation of church and state. So our U.S. soldiers, it's like this Reverend Barry Lynn, who's the executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, right? He makes the point. He says, well, U.S. soldiers, and this is a religious man, he says, U.S. soldiers are not Christian crusaders, so they ought not be depicted as such. Okay. And despite, you know, depicting the Iraq conflict as, he says, some sort of a holy war is outrageous because it's contrary to the constitutional separation of religion and government, and it's damaging to America's reputation in the world. I don't know. So, I mean, was that just so way out of line and so out of whack? But, you know, who cares? I'm going to say that I think it's much ado about nothing. If the Bible quotes were on there and the major general who's putting them on there and everybody agreed it was no problem, but now you have people that are offended by it. There's so many other fish to fry. Do we really need to go there? I don't know, you might think differently. 800-259-5791. Let's head quickly to some of the emails that I've gotten at americatonight.net.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, I love it when he says that, mistress. Okay, so here's a quick one. This one's from Lan. Lan says, oh, Kate, I'm so sick of hearing about Nancy Pelosi. Give me more sports shorts, less Pelosi. Think she should be gone. Agree with you. Has too much power, won't be. Love the show. Here's another one. This one is from Big G. Big G says, longtime listener, Kate, I think you've been on this show probably for 3 years. Here's the deal. Pelosi has to go, and the conversation about her needs to cis and deceased. Okay. Deceased, get it? Like not desist, deceased. All right. Thought I would explain that to everyone. Here's one from Ann. Ann says, Kate, I haven't had a chance to call you lately, but rest assured, I've been listening. I just heard in one of your earlier segments you were talking about the National Enquirer. I used to read it all the time. I can't help myself. It was a guilty pleasure. I have to say it's despicable what you said that they did to Brooke Shields' mother. Rest assured, I will not be picking up that newspaper any longer. God bless. All right, join us on the flip side. We got odds and ends on America Tonight.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronstrubel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronstrubel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Rene Case's Asciox Tea, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there.
And the Pentagon said no more Bible quotes on the cover of the Daily Intelligence Briefing. So they're done. It used to be something that was included on all the briefings. But in 2003, when they were prepared for George W. Bush, the quotes were there. Now they've been taken away for fear of offending people, and that whole idea of separation of church and state could say fair or foul or much ado about nothing. As I said, there was at least one Muslim analyst at the Pentagon that was not happy about it, and there were other employees that were worried it was inappropriate for what ultimately that briefing was. You can share your thoughts on that. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or jingle these numbers, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, let's, I said odds and ends. So part of odds and ends, of course, is sports shorts. And we got a good one for you. I was surprised when I saw this. Sometimes this happens with scheduling with hockey and the NBA. But can you imagine this? The Los Angeles Lakers are scheduled to be at the Pepsi Center in Denver. Huge series for Denver, obviously, next Monday night. But there's some wrestling going on. The wrestlers, the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, said that they booked the arena for an episode of a very popular show. If you look at the ratings, Monday Night Raw gets incredible ratings. So many kids like wrestling. And it's booked in there. The same night the Nuggets are supposed to have the showdown with the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. So Vince McMahon said he doesn't believe there was any kind of malice or whatever. Just it was just ineptness on the part of the people who run the facility. And they just we just can't be thrown out on our ear that we're not going to we're not just going to get thrown to the mat, so to speak. McMahon plans to send his trucks to Denver. He says, we're going to show up. We secured the Pepsi Center last August. We sold 10,000 tickets. We expect to sell out with tickets ranging from $20 to $70. So here's the question. What do you do if you're a fan in Denver? And here they've made these playoffs. This is incredible. But I'm telling you, wrestling is big. The Monday Night Raw draws big-time ratings. Look at a USA Today where they sometimes, well, I think they do it once a week. They print the ratings. Guarantee that you'll see that up there every single time. Yeah. And usually, and this is the interesting thing, the idiots that run the arena, it's almost like a jinx. Their response is, well, Denver's usually done with basketball by now, so the Nuggets had lost in the first round 5 straight years. But now they are in the West, they are in the conference finals for the first time since 1985. I mean, this is brutal. So, even if you don't like sports, come on, America. Have some passion. Have some compassion. Who do you think should get the arena? Should it be the team that hasn't been in the conference finals since the mid-80s? Or should it be the wrestling folks of WWE, because frankly, they booked the event. They've booked the place. They're going to lose a ton of money. This is where they're supposed to be. Is it the Nuggets or WWE? See, here's what I got to say. I got to say the Nuggets. The Nuggets being where they are in that position. And the fans, I think, would go rabid if they weren't there. What are they going to do? Play it in L.A.? I mean, they could, but then that gives L.A. an advantage. It's called home cooking, baby. And so the Nuggets don't want to give that up. Could they go to a neutral site? Yeah, but that would be pathetic if they did it. So I think WWE, and maybe Vince McMahon will be convinced to do this, and they'll make it up to him somehow. I think you got to give it to the Nuggets. Matt, what do you think? You're a sports fan, but this is even goes beyond a sporting event. I mean, these people booked it ahead of time. They did. They have the rights to it. And the idiots just assumed the Nuggets wouldn't be there.
Well, it's not wrong of them to assume the Nuggets wouldn't be there. But, you know, it's NBA playoffs. That takes precedence over a WWE event, in my opinion. But I don't get why they can't just schedule the game the next day. You know, why don't they
that would be up to the NBA.
Yeah, well, the NBA should do that, and they should just flip-flop the East and the West games so that, you know, Cavaliers Magic plays tomorrow or whatever the conflicting date is, and then the other game starts the other day.
Yeah, you would think that, they're going to have to resolve this somehow, obviously. The game four, they can't change it. The NBA, I mean, even their senior VP said, we're confident that the Pepsi Center and the WWE are going to resolve the conflict because we can't change it. I mean, they can't change it. The whole scope of everything would be changed. See, here's what I think is bad. I think they are idiots. I think they're idiots because I think it's bad luck. I know this sounds weird. It's like planning a parade for a team. We've seen this happen before. As somebody who was in sports for a long time, they plan the parade route and everything, and then, of course, the team doesn't go through the playoffs. But if you have to look at a calendar, because they could have scheduled around that in the first place, there were days around it that you could have put that in and not be worried about it. So if there is the possibility they would do this, I mean, Denver and the fact that they're there, I mean, how big is this for the people in Denver? This is the thing you can't cancel. And here's what McMahon is saying. He can't cancel it because there's so much involved in moving equipment, filling the time slot on the USA Network, blah, 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 blah. I don't. This could end up being, there could end up being a lawsuit here. Oh, man. I mean, please. They have, the WWE, they have the legal right to occupy the arena. because a contract is still a binding agreement, right? It's a, as far as I know. So the NBA and the WWE, the two different forms of entertainment, they have TV deals worth millions and millions of bucks. And then you think of the prices of the tickets that they charge and then the demographic of the fans. I don't think this is going to be an easy conflict to solve. But I think that McMahon will probably somehow have to be placated and give in. I don't, what they do ultimately, I don't know. I don't know. So now that we're thick into this with the NBA playoffs, everything is certainly set there. In the meantime, the big buzz in the NFL was over John Gruden and whether or not, well, not whether or not, but the fact that he's going to step in for Tony Kornheiser and fill the shoes in that booth, his shoes anyway, on Monday Night Football. And I say bravo to that. That might be the daily salute. Because he was, I thought it was an excellent coach. Fun to watch. Fun when he got hot under the collar. Is not afraid to express himself. Is very good as a guest on shows. In fact, I've had him on radio shows. It's been a while, but I've had him on shows that I've done. And I think he'll be terrific on Monday Night Football. He could give them the shot in the arm that they need. He's a great replacement for Kornheiser. They, you know, Monday Night Football has just pretty much been a blur to me, not the kind of Monday Night Football that it used to be. In fact, I know I've said this on the show. I now watched Sunday Night Football with Al Michaels and John Madden, who's retired, and it's Chris Collinsworth that's going to be there instead. But my favorite started to be, of course, the games during the day on Sunday on Fox and whatnot or CBS. But I would watch on Sunday night always that Sunday night game, but Monday it was iffy. I'd catch part of it. Not a priority like it was when I was a kid because, frankly, you had better people announcing the games, and I think it makes a difference. So Gruden on that team with Ron Jaworski and Mike Tirico I think is terrific. I think the threesome should be pretty interesting. I know I'll be watching to see how Chucky does. Whether he stays there for a long time, well, that's another question. All right, remember, no matter all the things that we've talked about with waterboarding, boy, that has become just too much of a topic du jour, hasn't it? You can't help it, though. Every day something comes out of the Beltway. There is no resolution to this. The waterboarding, Nancy Pelosi, did the CIA throw under the bus? Did she mislead the American people as to what she was informed about? That's the way to turn that around. No matter what I say, though, whether we pound it into the ground or not, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And remember, you can still grab the brass ring, America.